Well, it's good to have Mark and Karen back with us from Jamaica. And for some of you, you might not know who that is. They left here in August. Yeah, and went down to Jamaica and are serving down there with JRM. And they're going to be sharing some this morning. Mark, would you come up and I'll just have a word of prayer for you. God, I just thank you for Mark and Karen in their lives and for the call that you've placed on their lives to go to Jamaica and to be involved in the ministry there of JRM. And I thank you for them. And I pray for Mark, especially this morning, as he shares some of the work that they're involved in there at JRM, that you would bless him and just bless our time together this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, it's good to be here this morning, and good to see so many faces, and some new faces, and it's just good to be back and back here in church again. I personally want to thank our family, and I really want to thank you as a church for just the support that you've given to us the last 10 months. It's been really neat to see how a church can just kind of rally around a family, and the way you guys just left us know that you're praying for us. You guys sent gifts with Danny and Sari and Mark and Starl, and All those things might seem little to you guys, but it's huge to us. It feels really good. It has been 10 months, and it is good to be back. And there was some things I'd like to share this morning. Maybe some of the things that we do there at JRM. A lot of you probably don't really know what we do. And I want to share some of that this morning. But before I do that, there's a scripture in Psalm chapter 100, and it's verse 5. And as I studied, or as I looked over this verse the last couple of weeks, and I read the verse, and I read it again, and it kept bringing new meaning into my life. And even with how God, how his promises will stand forever. And the verse goes like this. It's in the NIV. It says, "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations." As I was looking at that verse, in that verse it gives us three reasons to praise his name. And the first one is, praise God for his goodness. And we found that was true. And it's really exciting when you think about how think about God's goodness and what he does, and even his goodness working through other people. And everything God does is an expression of his goodness, everything that he does. And we can praise God because he's good, and because of his love. The second one is, praise God for his grace. And you know, we could not as a family be serving without God's grace. And I as a person do not deserve what God has done for me. And it's through his grace and his mercy, and it's everlasting. And we can praise God because he's constantly extending his mercy toward us. And there's a verse in, if I can find it real quickly here. I had my marker in there. It's in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." And I find that very true. Some days it might not, I mean, every day seems to be a little different, and It seems like there are days when we can feel, when we can really feel that there's people behind us praying, and that feels so good. And, you know, it's God's grace is everlasting. We're never going to use up His grace. His grace is going to be there every day, and He'll make a fresh batch for us every day. Every day we wake up, it's there for us. And the third one is praise God for His guarantee. It's God's truth endures to all generations. And while the years pile up, not a single promise of God's word will fail, because God cannot lie. And He gives us all those promises in His word that He's going to be with us. And His promise it stands true today as it did 10,000 years ago. And that's what is really, really exciting, is to feel the grace that God has for us. And, you know, when God tells you that He loves you, you can count on it. If He tells you that He's going to take care of you, you can count on that too. And if He tells you He's coming back, you can count on that. And if He tells you anything at all, you can count on that. And I think that's a good reason why we can praise His name this morning. And those couple of verses just really spoke to me, just with praising God for who He is, and to experience that love and that faithfulness and God's grace in our lives personally. There's a couple, some things I just want to talk about this morning, a little bit of maybe some of our, I don't know if it's our daily routine or what, but I don't know if we really have a routine. It's more, we just go through each day and make the best of each opportunity that we have. And back to thanking you all for your prayers and support and the way you all just, you just did lots of great things. And there's nothing like going to the post office and coming home with letters. It's so much fun to bring them home, and be able to give them to Karen. And your gifts financially. There's times when we find those in that letter, in those letters. And, you know, small things like that might seem small to you, but they're big to us. And it's exciting because we see that God's working in you guys back home and in supporting us. So it's always fun to be able to come back and have a couple letters or whatever it is, even to give them to the girls there or whoever gets the mail, that they come back and there's things there. It's always just a lot of fun to see who thought about you that day. And sometimes there's letters that people write and don't even really know what things are happening. And it's just that perfect timing. I feel like God has placed in that person's heart to send a letter at that time. And that's always very, very encouraging for us. And we just realized how blessed we are to have a group of people behind us. And for our support team, thank you so much. Jane Lowe and Danny and Sari, James and Carl, and I do this all the time. Three? That's it. I was thinking there was four, but there's three. But thank you. It's been really good. You guys have been calling and staying in touch. That means so much to us, too. And knowing that you all care. Some of the things that we do every day is Well, let me just back up a little bit. JRM is just, it's a small place. It's a place where we have some children. We have some girls and that take care of the children. At the moment, we have four children that are there with us. We have five girl volunteers, and one is a cook. And we have a teacher that teaches our children with a homeschool curriculum. And she's going to be coming back on Wednesday. Wednesday's her last day there. On Friday, Amy Smucker from Oregon had come down, and she is going to be the new teacher for our children. So we didn't even get to meet her yet, but we're excited about meeting her. And she's also going to be doing a lot of the secretary work and also help Karen where it's needed. So there's a lot of changes constantly. Seems like there's girls leaving, girls coming. There's people in and out, a lot of company, a lot of different people that come in. We have groups that come in at times and help out with different things. Our main focus really is right there at the home we have with the children and with what we do with them every day. The oldest that's there is six. His name's Jaheim. And he probably only has a few weeks, maybe. I'm not sure if he'll be back or if he'll be there yet when we come back. We're hoping that he is. But he's being adopted by a family in Jamaica, which is a really neat piece. And we're able to still have contact with him when he leaves. And the past 3 weeks, he has been going into their family for one night and a day, and just trying to help him get adjusted to what's coming. And so he has there's going to be a lot of adjustments there for him, just going into a new family and making a home there. He is going into a good Christian family, so that piece is really exciting for us. Another piece that we do is the orphanage in town, which is called Blossom Gardens. We have at least two, sometimes three, depending on whose day's off and that kind of thing it is, that they spend 4 days a week volunteering there. And there's about 60 children in that orphanage now. And that is the place where most of our children would come from. When Jaheim leaves, we'll be replaced by another child, and it would come out of Blossom Gardens. And the neat thing about that is that the girls would know that child, and we can bring them up, and they have a little bit of a connection already. So that is a pretty neat piece. The other thing, like I said before, we have work teams that come in. If work teams come in, sometimes they build a house. We had a fence that they just installed in the back of the property. We did about 400 feet of fence. A chain link fence was about 4 weeks ago or something like that. And there's just a lot of different things. They did some painting. There's always seems like we can find something to do. It depends on how many people come with the group, and it depends on what we can do with them at that moment. And then some of the things that we also do is Mount Pilgrim, which we have Bible clubs up in that school every week. It's a school that we sponsor. Has probably about 30 children or so. And We go up there and just have Bible clubs with them once a week and just kind of hang out with them up there or do whatever. And that's normally happens on a Thursday, sometimes Fridays. Some of the things that I do is I try to take care of the maintenance, things around the house there. Pretty much whatever needs to be done that day. That's whoever yells the loudest is where I'm at normally. So So you never know, waking up in the morning and thinking I'm going to go to town to get a couple of parts or pieces or go to the bank or whatever it may be, usually ends up at the end of the day I didn't quite get done with what I intended to do that day. But it's always okay. You just go with the flow and make the best out of that opportunity that you have with whoever you meet. And it's there's a lot of things that we do that, especially as I get out in town, it's a lot of people that I meet and see quite often and different connections that I have with them. And sometimes it can be, sometimes we call them opportunities, but I almost call them a tough opportunity. How do you reach these people? And especially if I'm in and there's in town and they're working on my bus or my truck or whatever, the bus that we have there. If they're working on it, you know, it's hard to know sometimes, other than by your actions and the way you do things, what should I do or what should I say? And sometimes it's more just being a friend and talking to them, let them be who they are. I had, back a number of months ago, I had a starter in my pickup that I got. You don't throw anything away, for sure, so you take things apart and you just kind of redo it. And, you know, the guy that was working on my truck had the starter in one hand and smoking marijuana in the other. So my question is, how do you reach these guys? And thank God he put my starter back. It's been working since, back together how it was, but it's part of the culture. It's just part of who they are. And it's a thing that marijuana is a illegal piece in Jamaica. You might not be able to understand that term, but it's okay as long as you don't try to get it outside the country and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of challenges that come with wherever you are and with wherever we are that day. And try not to make yourself too busy that you don't have time to say hi to somebody or talk to somebody. It sure teaches us how to be a little more flexible no matter what happens, that I'm ready to just take on whatever's in front of me. And so, yeah, there's just a lot of different things that we do. I'm not sure how much I want to talk about. It's such a big variety that indeed we need your prayers. It doesn't matter if some days might not be quite as busy as others, which is really nice. But we are very, very excited about what's happening and things that are going on. We have at the moment we are processing paperwork to become a group home, and what that means is that we can have more children where we're at. So hopefully by the end of summer we can have hopefully a total of like 8 children where we're at. And so there's a lot of different decisions that need to be made, different things that we're talking about that we need to think about, and different ways of doing things that we're not sure where it's all going to lead to. And if you think about it, pray for that specific area that the board could just give them a direction as far as knowing which way to go. But it is very, very exciting. It's going to keep everybody a little busier. With four children, the girls are kept busy, but they could use a little bit more. And this here is going to really be something that is going to hopefully bring a little bit of different dimension into what the mission is and what a lot of the outreach that we've been doing. So probably what we're thinking probably will happen is not do so much outside of the gate, but it would contain right there with the children. So we're really excited about that. And like I said, your prayers mean a lot to us, and we know we can feel your prayers, and it feels good to be able to be a part and just, you know, go from each day and take God's grace and be able to appreciate what he does for us. And it sure is something that we just want to continue to be in the will of God and be able to allow him to use us in any way that he wants us to. And hopefully he can continue to use us and use you all to be a part of JRM and continue to be excited about it. If you think about praying for the people, the children, that especially for our future children that come, that God would give direction, that we could have the right children there, those that he would want there, and that he would have his hand in bringing those children together in his way. A couple more things. I want to thank you for your prayers, especially over some times we had some things going on with our children, and we had mosquito bites for a while. And the more you scratch, the more they become infected, and the more infected they become, the bigger they get. And before you know it, there's scabs all over them. And Natalie and Landon had quite a few. And we had a dry season where we didn't have a whole lot of mosquitoes, but for the last 3 months, but they're coming back and starting to try to, somehow just get rid of them, but it's hard to do. And so you can continue to pray for them, because I know the mosquitoes just thoroughly enjoy them for some reason. I'm not sure why, but and also we had Natalie in the hospital about 3 weeks ago. I'm not sure how many of y'all would have known about that. We really don't know exactly what happened yet. I know she bumped her head, and she was complaining about her head hurting. So we just thought it might have been a headache or something. And in about 30 minutes to an hour, she kept complaining. And the more she complained, she just kept getting more whiter, pale. And eventually she just kind of collapsed. And we were able to keep her awake. It was kind of tough as we hustled into the hospital. And we got in there. We did a CAT scan. And everything came back okay, but the doctor said she apparently bumped her head really, really hard. She was thrown up on the way in, and then she just kind of collapsed again. And so it was we felt that evening there was definitely people praying. And I know that that was about 7 or 8 in the evening. And I know that later my mom told me, for some reason, right over that time, she felt like she should pray. And so little things like that are really neat for us to hear. And she is doing good. She's about as energetic as they come, and we have a lot of fun with her. And I just want to thank you just for, continue to pray and for the protection that we have. There's one other instance that I felt like there was really people that were praying was back in December. I come up the road, and there was six men in a pickup standing outside of their truck. It was around a corner, so I come up to a corner, and right there they were, and there was like six men standing there with machine guns pointing right at me. And at first thought, you know, it's like, you know, civilians, you know, they're out to, who knows. But as I was there with them for a little in the bus, and finally they told me to come out, and I discovered they were policemen, obviously looking for someone. I just happened not to be that person. And he said a few things, and they searched my bus, and told me to go back or to leave. It was only about probably a quarter mile from our house. And he just told me that they're here to protect us. So, yeah, you know, things like that that come up so quickly, so suddenly, and makes you look at your life really quickly. And so there are some things that we know you guys were praying, and just for protection is really, really big for us. And there's a lot of things that happen in the neighborhood that is not safe, but we feel safe where we're at, but that doesn't mean you guys stop praying for our safety. We just really appreciate what you all did for us and what you're going to do. So we have about a 5-minute just a slideshow with some music that we want to show you a little bit of some pictures and so on. And then after that, we have asked James and Carl if they would want to sing us some songs, and we can sing as a group or however they want to do that. So some of our favorites. And then I guess after that, I'll just leave Mark come up.